Have you ever thought about the fact that you're a steward? A steward, someone who's managing the possessions and the belongings of another. The Lord speaks of us in this way, and I want to read today in Luke chapter 16 and verses 1 to 13. And we're going to read here the story of this man who was a steward and what he did, how he functioned as a steward. And there's some interesting lessons from it. It's a parable in some ways that it creates some problems as we think of it. I want to read it in a modern translation, a New International Version. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer." The manager, or steward, said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses." So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" 800 gallons of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, "And how much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat," he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager or steward because he had acted shrewdly, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?" The parable of the wise steward. Now, here's a man who is going to lose his job. He's been managing the possessions of his master. His master gets unhappy with the way he's doing things. He's not being efficient. He's not really doing a good job. And so he says, "I'm going to fire you." And the steward gets to thinking. He says, "What am I going to do? I've lost my job. What can I do? I'm not a young man. I'm not strong enough to do manual work, to dig ditches, or just to do manual work as a laborer. And I'm ashamed," he says, "to get out and beg for money. I know what I'll do." So he calls in the debtors that have owed him these different accounts. He's been managing here his master's property. And he tells them, "Well, reduce your bill. You owe so much oil, well, cut it in half. That's all you owe. Someone else owes him a lot of wheat, well, cut it down. Cut the bill down. You don't have to pay that all that back." And when his master hears about it, he says, "Isn't he a clever fellow? Isn't he shrewd? You know, he is using his head there to provide for the future. He wants friends, so that when he doesn't have a job, he'll have friends who will welcome him in and say, 'Hey, you were real kind to me and you treated me right on this business deal. Sure, you can stay at my house for a while.'" Now, what bothers us, of course, is we look at that and we say, "Well, didn't he do the wrong thing? Didn't he do the wrong thing in reducing these bills?" Well, we don't know the details. It may have been he overcharged. It may have been that there was something dishonest in the way he started out. But at any rate, he is the manager. He has the responsibility for handling his master's property. And what the master is impressed with is the fact that here he is using money and planning for the future, trying to provide for his future. And this is, of course, the point of the parable. the point of the parable that in this life, men use money to provide for the future, thinking of the future. And the Lord says to us, really, now, you do that. This is a parable that has to do with the use of money, how we use money, even as the last one was, where the man who was rich only thought of himself, lived for himself, stored up for himself, and then died before he could even use it. Here the Lord is instructing us, use the possessions you have, use what you're given, in order to provide for the future. Think of your future, your ultimate future, not just when you get to be 65 and retire, but of your eternal future. And remember, you are a steward. I was thinking of what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4. He says, let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And then he goes on to say, for who makes you to differ, and what do you have that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? And so Paul is saying, you're a steward, I'm a steward. Everything we have, we have received from the Lord. Now let's use it and use it wisely. And we should consider our stewardship as a very important thing if we're believers. Everything we have comes from God. You have health, good health, it's a gift from God. Use it wisely for Him. Invest it for Him. If you have a good mind, it's a stewardship. Use it for God. Any money, any material blessings you have, they're a stewardship from God. One day He's going to take up accounts. He's going to say to us, what did you do with all the things I entrusted to you? I gave these things to you, to use for my honor and glory. What did you do with it? Did you live selfishly? Did you just live thinking only of your own pleasure, your own comfort? Did you live with a sense of stewardship? And Jesus here is saying, really, use your money, use the things you have now to provide for the future. The money that the Lord entrusts to you. Do you feel a sense of stewardship about it? When you get that check, when you receive, we'll say, interest, whatever it is that comes in, do you, as you receive it, have a real sense of stewardship? Now, this belongs to God. I want to use it wisely for Him. Do you give Him a percentage, a proportion of it, regularly? Of everything that you acquire, of everything you get, you give to Him with a sense of stewardship. And then, of all of your belongings, do you have just this sense of stewardship, that this now is really God's, I'm using it, I'm to use it wisely for Him. One day the time will come when I will no longer have it, and one day too He's going to take up accounts with me. Because as the Master did here, as this rich man did, He called in the steward one day and he said, look, I hear you've been not using it well, not been using your privilege here and your responsibility well, and I want you to give an accounting of it. I want you to tell me, we're going to take an inventory, we're going to see, what have you done with what I entrusted to you? And we're going to just take up a final accounting. And you know, my Christian friend, as I think of this, I realize that one day I'm going to stand before the Lord Jesus. And one day He's going to go over my life. And He's going to take up an accounting. He's going to ask me, what have you done with your time? What have you done with your life? What have you done with your energy? What have you done with the money that I entrusted to you? Have you used it wisely for Him? I'll have to give an account, just as this steward did. And oh, to use wisdom in using the things that we have, to ask God for wisdom so that we will use wisely all these things with which we've been entrusted. He encourages us here. She says, make yourselves friends by means of money. Now, I was thinking about this, you know. When the time comes and we leave this life and we go into the presence of the Lord, when we go to heaven, will there be friends there to welcome us because of the way we've used our money? Will there be any Christians there who will say, boy, I'm glad to see you. You know, you helped me when I was in a time of need. When I was out of work, you helped me financially. You helped put some food on the table and shoes on my kids' feet. And you helped me. And I'm really appreciative. I'm so grateful. It'd be nice to have some friends like that meet us as we come in through the gates of heaven, wouldn't it? And wouldn't it be nice to have some meet us who could say, you know, I heard the gospel because you used your money to help support this man who was preaching the gospel and who was concerned for the lost and who was teaching God's word. And because you helped him, I heard the gospel and I'm here and I'm welcoming you with joy, because you used your money in a responsible way. And perhaps there'll be some from even foreign countries who will, with joy, welcome us, saying, praise the Lord, you're here. I've been waiting to meet you, because I know that you gave money, you sent money to this missionary, and he was a faithful man, and he brought the gospel to me. He taught me the word. I came to know the Lord, and I'm here because you felt a concern, and you used your money as a wise steward. That's what the Lord Jesus is trying to impress upon us. Stewardship. Money used wisely now, he says, will gain us friends to welcome us home. And this unjust steward and this man who, in some ways, is a despicable character, at least had the sense to use money wisely. So he says, in the future, I'll have people who will be my friends because I've used money wisely. And the Lord says, listen, if you use your money for God, there are going to be a lot of friends welcome you into the pearly gates of heaven. And they're going to be rejoicing to see you because you have used your money in a wise way. So he urges very strongly here. Use your money wisely. Use it for God. The time is coming when the money will be gone. We can't take it with us. But really what the Lord Jesus is saying is, you can send it on ahead. And you can have friends waiting there, because you used your money for God.